One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV. My name is Dan Clubb, and I'm here to react to the breaking news that Roberto Firmino will reportedly be leaving Liverpool Football Club this summer. That's right, the Brazilian, the man we call the best in the world, looks to be on his way out of Anfield and out of Merseyside after his brilliant time at the football club, of course. It's come out of the blue, really, I guess, a little bit, this one. I'm here to react to all your comments, all your interaction. I'm just here to tell you what we know so far, what has been his career at Liverpool and what could be coming to an end by the looks of things. But like I say, it has come out of the blue a little bit, really, this one. I think we all kind of expected him to sign a new deal. There were lots of reports circulating in recent weeks that he is in talks about a new deal and that looks like the most likely outcome. But sort of earlier on this afternoon, Florian Plettenberg from Germany, Sky Sports Germany, has tweeted, and I'll bring that tweet up in just a second, to say that it looks like he'll be on his way out. The tweet reads, "News Firmino. It was very important for him to inform Klopp after the training session today, and personally he made clear to the coach that he will fight for FC until the end. He wants to make another step with his family. He has not yet chosen a new club." And the initial tweet I'll just get for you now as well. One second. Here we go, there it is. So that was his exclusive, there it is. "He will leave Liverpool after 8 years, it's decided. The player is informed Klopp personally, and today it was a good talk. He won't extend his contract. He will leave the club as a free agent in the summer." And obviously it lists the trophies that he's won there, which is what we're going to come on to talk to in a minute. Please feel free and please do interact in the chat. Let me know what you think about that decision. Your favourite Roberto Firmino memories as well. Just how important, how integral he's been to Liverpool during his time with the club. And yeah, let's have a good old chat about Bobby, because it looks like we might be running out of time to do so. There was a very early chat from Paul Woolley I wanted to bring up in our YouTube, and it said, "There are better ways to start the weekend countdown, to be honest." Yeah, I completely agree with that. Obviously, Liverpool play Manchester United this weekend. The game we're all massively looking forward to, but it seems like our Friday afternoon, just as we're about to start looking ahead to that game, has been started with a bit of sad news, I guess, on Roberto Firmino. He has been Liverpool legend. He has been so integral to our success, like I said. Jurgen Klopp absolutely adores him, let's be honest. I just want to bring up the article that's followed those tweets from Florian Plettenberg. So Sport Witness have picked up the story as well, and they ran with, "It's decided. Liverpool star will leave Reds in the summer, Klopp told personally today." And that article does actually allude to the optimism over him getting a new deal, but like I say, as it turns out, it looks like he could be on his way out with the club, and that just kind of highlights Florian Plettenberg's report today. It's interesting as well, because I spoke to Plettenberg recently about lots of different matters, particularly Jude Bellingham, and obviously we touched on Firmino, and at the time he had reports of him going to Saudi Arabia potentially. Reports obviously didn't really come to anything, and he says himself there that he hasn't decided a new club yet. So I'm interested, I want to get your thoughts on what might be next for Bobby. Is it a move like Saudi Arabia? For me, given how brilliant he's been this season still and how brilliant he continues to be, it feels like that might be too soon, that kind of move. And even a return to Brazil feels too soon for Bobby as well. So, interesting one. Definitely interesting one. We've got another comment here from Swedish Power M, who says that was the hint in the Inside Anfield vid when he was cinematically shown as kind of sadly and contemplatively preparing to come on as a sub from the tunnel. Yeah, I've actually seen that video this morning, and it was very nicely done. It never really dawned on me that that could be them hinting that he could be on his way out of the club. Maybe that was wishful thinking on my behalf, because I'm gutted. I'll be honest, I'm properly gutted about this. I've already said it a couple of times, Bobby's been massive for us since he joined the club from Hoffenheim. It's been a brilliant 8 years with him. Nothing's confirmed yet from the club, obviously, but Plettenberg is as valid as they come, pretty much, really, especially in Germany. Obviously, like I say, Bobby did come from Hoffenheim originally when he came to us. So I trust Plettenberg. I am hoping to speak to that man as well in a little bit. Like I said, I did speak to him a couple of weeks ago about lots of different matters. Yeah, it's a shame. It's a big shame. Just want to touch on Firmino's stats since he came to the club as well. So since he joined Liverpool, he's played 352 times, he's scored 107 goals, and he's provided 78 assists in that time. And I want to touch on his trophies too in a second. But I think what's important here is the decision is quite clearly his. I think that's plainly obvious from the tweets and stuff like that that Plettenberg's produced. But it's interesting because Liverpool obviously now have a wealth of options in attack. We've pretty much got six frontline attackers that fill three spots, if you like. Obviously, we just signed Cody Gakpo, signed Darwin Nunez last summer. Jota's now back to fitness. Luis Diaz isn't too far away. Mohamed Salah's the mainstay. I wonder whether Roberto Firmino has looked at that situation and looked at the game time he might be getting, what, and kind of decided, I still want to be an integral part somewhere. I've been so integral to Liverpool. I don't want that to stop just yet necessarily. So I wonder whether he has taken it upon himself to make that decision because he doesn't want to be fifth stroke sixth choice perhaps. And I also think we've seen Cody Gakpo come in and do such a impressive job, I think it's fair to say, in the early stage of his Liverpool career in that central role, a role that I've said it millions of times when I've been on shows, I didn't really expect him to sort of carry out for us, because doing the expert insight stuff around Cody Gakpo's sign, it felt like he was going to be a left winger who might play as a 10, but he is playing as that false nine, which is obviously the position Firmino takes up so often. So I wonder if Firmino's looked at the situation and gone, I'm not really going to get enough of a game here, so he's taking it upon himself. Just want to pop back into the comments for a second. Loads of people disappointed. Got Ian Rush's mustache, which is a fascinating name, just going with no, simply like that. Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Actually, I'm pretty gutted, to be honest with you, myself. Loads of different comments in there. Yeah, people wanted him to stay. I get that, absolutely. Someone says, oh, here we go. Christian Ryan says it's a big mistake. His smile alone is worth the wages. Yeah, you know what? That's a really interesting point. Not necessarily the smile, but his character and sort of how much we all adore him. Obviously, he's a fan base, but he quite clearly is really important around the training ground as well in the dressing room, because on the back of Cody Gakpo signing, and indeed Darwin Nunez, a point I was sort of stressing is that Roberto Firmino will be able to teach those two players, especially, the role. And he's probably been doing it with Diogo Jota beforehand too. So his influence on them and his influence on the team around him was massive, in my opinion. It has been for a long time. Now he's another senior figure. I mean, Sadio Mane left last summer. Now Roberto Firmino, sort of out the front three that made us so successful and we absolutely adored, and they pretty much played every game together. Soon, it looks like it might only be Mohamed Salah left. So, yeah, it's interesting times. And what it does do as well, moreover, from a Liverpool perspective, it adds to the work that needs to be done potentially this summer. Now, you may disagree. Let me know in the comment if you think we actually need to find a replacement for Roberto Firmino. I've already sort of highlighted the options we do have. People might not think we need one, but yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting times ahead, because like I say, it is going to be a huge summer. Definitely just want to bring up this comment as well. David Johns says, sad news, Bobby is such an important part of our recent history, the least heralded of the famous front three, but arguably the most important. The high intensity press was led by him, and the comment goes on. We can't see the rest of it, unfortunately, but absolutely couldn't agree any more on that one, David, because he has been the least heralded, and I think that's a lot down to his unselfish nature. He doesn't want the glory to be on him necessarily. He liked the likes of Sadio Mane, Mohamed Salah, sort of thriving either side of him. His will and determination to just work hard for the team kind of is why Jurgen Klopp loved him so much, I think. I think he called him the orchestrator not long ago, I'm right in saying, and he was like the one who played 12 instruments in the team, and he was sort of what made us tick, especially from an attacking point of view, while Salah and Mane took the glory, if you like. And I'll never forget that goal against Southampton when he could have easily just tapped it in and probably earned himself a few more grand in a goal bonus. But instead, he allowed it to roll in, I think, for a Mohamed Salah goal instead. Yeah, absolute
I'm loath to call him a legend, but I think it's fair to say he might be a Liverpool legend. Certainly a modern day legend at the very least. And a player that we absolutely all adore.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Mr. Cheggs says that he was the best Brazilian to play in the Prem. What a footballing genius. Yeah, I couldn't agree more on the football genius front. I'd have to have a good old think about the Brazilians, but he's certainly up there. Yeah, footballing genius. All that no-look filth that he used to produce, his flicks, his assists, his appreciation of what was going on around him from that false nine role. He has been, I've said it numerous times already, he has been absolutely crucial to our success under Jurgen Klopp. And I bet that conversation has clearly happened now between Firmino and Klopp. I bet that was a hard one for both of them because they've been such a part of this journey, like the pair of them. And we all know, like I've said, that Klopp absolutely adores Firmino. He still sees him as an important member of the team. You can almost bet your bottom dollar he was trying to convince him to stay. But unfortunately, it looks like Firmino's decision has been made. And it's a gutting one. It is an absolute gutting one. Clan Clausen in the chats says that Origi leaving was heartbreaking, but for me, Bobby leaving hits even worse. Absolutely. Like, Origi was cult hero status. Like, we adored him for his moments, but we adore Bobby Firmino for absolutely everything. Like, we sing his name time and time again on the Kop and beyond. And he's given us so many great memories. Like, I was trying to think of him on the way in. Like, it goes on and on, but obviously his performances against Arsenal stand out above anything else. That hat-trick when, I think his third goal of his second, perhaps he sits every single member of that defence down, is just iconic. Like, his footballing intelligence and genius and his touches, and there's that flick when he megs the lad from Villarreal and just walks past him, and like, I feel he took no look. And then there's the Club World Cup final goal as well. He obviously wins us that in extra time. I am shocked today by this, I must admit. I think I've done a lot of conversations recently with a lot of different journalists, including Konstantin Ecker of Sport One, and he essentially said to me Roberto Firmino had signed a new deal, and I kind of had to stop him in his tracks and say, no, not yet, I think he's about to, because that's what the feeling was. The feeling was he was about to sign a new contract, and obviously it hasn't worked out like that. And it's a blow. It's a big blow. I've already touched upon how big the summer's going to be already. I do wonder and doubt whether we'll go and get a replacement because of the options I've already stated. I think Cody Gakpo might actually be the Roberto Firmino replacement. Like, it's kind of looked like that anyway for the first few weeks of his Liverpool career. And now with this news, I think it probably doubled down on that. I think it really does. Some people call him a class act in the chat as well. Yeah, oh, there's a good shout. So I've got to bring this one up. Henry Hales just reminded me of Bobby's goal versus Spurs. Now, I presume you mean the last-minute header that Tim Sherwood said he wasn't really too worried about because Tottenham had dominated us from corners and set pieces that game. Yeah, that's iconic. Not only was it a last-minute winner, that Tim Sherwood commentary was absolutely golden. Yeah, people talk about Bobby's song being the best one. Yeah, SK's made a point in the comments here as well, and something I have touched upon. If you lose Firmino, have you got a replacement? And if you don't, will you be able to get a replacement for him and the midfield support? Now, I've kind of already said, and feel free to sort of let me know if I'm wrong or right on that one. I don't think we need to go and get a replacement. I actually think we signed that replacement in January. Whether we knew he was a Firmino replacement at the time, I'm not entirely sure. But the way he sort of conducted himself in the early part of his time with us, I think Cody Gakpo could be. And now, with hindsight and the benefit of, with Firmino now saying that he's going to go, you do wonder whether they knew that already, and that was kind of already done, and that's why we went and got Gakpo, because signing him did seem strange at the time, because we needed midfielders so much, and we still do, of course, and hopefully that comes in the summer. But we kind of jumped the gun on the Gakpo signing, maybe to stop United going for him, and maybe that was because in the back of our minds we knew this day or this decision might well be coming. So yeah, SK, great comment, but I think the concentration remains on the midfield. I don't think we actually go and sign another striker, another number nine, because I don't think we need one. We've got the likes of Ben Doak in the youth system as well, who could come up into the rank, could play a bigger part in the first team squad next season. Might see a bit more of Salah centrally. They're going to hope Diogo Jota stays fit as he has done this season. Darwin Nunez, we know, can play through the middle and on the left as well, obviously. So, yeah, I don't think we go and get a Firmino replacement. I actually think we might have already done that business, to be honest. Got a super chat that I want to bring up as well. Thank you very much to It's Crossbow, who sends a £1.99 super chat. My heart is broken. Bobby was always my favourite. Do you know what? There's going to be a lot of Liverpool fans around here and around the world absolutely gutted. There'll be Liverpool fans in different parts of the world that are still asleep and don't even know that this is a thing right now. Like, they'll have gone to bed like me last night thinking, oh yeah, chances are Firmino will stay. That wasn't always my last thought before bed, but chances are he's going to stay. But now, it looks like that might not be the case. Life without Bobby Firmino might only be a few months away. Touched on his tweet earlier, Plettenberg, and it doesn't surprise me in the slightest. I actually hadn't seen that tweet until I got in here, about Firmino's commitment to the cause between now and the end of the season. I simply could never doubt that from that man, quite frankly. Not even in the slightest. He was always going to be fully committed to Liverpool Football Club until the day he left. You couldn't say that about all the players leaving in the summer, I don't think, right now. But that's a different conversation for a very different show. Just want to bring up his achievements as well. Just might have to bear with me a second, because it's not as... Oh, nice and quick as well. Happy days. Yeah, Roberto Firmino, what he's won during his time with Liverpool. Champions League winner, of course. Like aforementioned, FIFA Club World Cup as well in 2020. Obviously, he gets the goal in that from that delicious Trent Alexander-Arnold assist. Premier League champion, UEFA Super Cup winner, English FA Cup winner, Carabao Cup winner last season, as well as FA Cup 2. And, of course, what they call the English Super Cup, which I believe to be the Community Shield. So, yeah, he's been a very successful and a very important member of Liverpool Football Club. Still interested as to where he might go. Touched on the Saudi Arabia links before. I think it's too early for that myself. I think he'd still play a part somewhere. Premier League, back in the Bundesliga perhaps. Maybe even in Italy, who knows. I haven't seen many links recently. So, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, someone's asking if he's to leave at the end of his contract in the summer. That is, unfortunately, the case. As heartbreaking as that may be to realise, that is the case right now. Wanted to touch on the side of things. Sorry, I just lost it there. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, is it the right decision for him? I guess it probably is, because like I said earlier, in terms of the options that are ahead of him or will be ahead of him when they're all fit, he's probably looking at that going, not ideal. And I wonder if you take sentiment out of this decision and out of this moment, I wonder whether in hindsight it could be the best thing for Liverpool as well. It pains me to say it, but with the amount of work we've got on this summer and with the amount of wages we're likely to sort of take up with our new signings, hopefully a certain Englishman who's playing in Dortmund right now can be one of them too. I think sort of, I spoke to Dave Powell this week, and that'll be going live on Redmen Plus yesterday, about the financial results in Liverpool. And a big part of that conversation was about trimming the fat around this squad and sort of getting rid of the players. Now, I'm not counting Roberto Firmino in this in the slightest, but losing the players that you can afford to lose, and they're sort of taking up a high wage. And Liverpool need to be a bit wiser because their wage bill absolutely skyrocketed this time around. I think it's £366 million, which is sort of ahead of most, if not all, teams in the Premier League. So Roberto Firmino, according to Spotrac right now, is on £180,000 a week, which is one of the highest earners at Liverpool. Obviously, Mohamed Salah kind of blows out the water and the likes of Virgil van Dijk too. But I wonder whether having the other five forwards as well and kind of looking at Firmino's wage, we haven't made this decision, he's made it himself, but I wonder whether in the cold light of day, we might just be okay with this decision. Like, our attacking prowess and our attacking department is pretty well stocked. It is the midfield where we need to absolutely, massively go all out in the summer. So if losing Roberto Firmino frees up a bit of wages for another into the midfield, I mean, it might not be the worst thing in the world. I'm trying to sugarcoat what is a really, really sad situation. Just want to go through a couple more chats then before we start to wrap up. Marion Pert, I apologise if I'm getting that surname wrong. Can this season get worse? Yeah, it's a sickener. It is a sickener. There's no two ways about it. Yes, it can get worse. It's probably one way of putting it. But in terms of right now, it was just starting to look upwards in terms of results on the pitch. And I think top four kind of came back into view and back onto the horizon. And then we get this news today and it's horrible. It's a horrible piece of news because he has been so bossful as he has. I suppose all good things come to an end. And like I say, unfortunately, our best in the world, the lad that we call Bobby Firmino, might be coming to an end at Liverpool Football Club. Oh, this is a sickening comment here. Ben McCarthy just bought a Firmino shirt. No regrets, Liverpool legends. I mean, the last bit I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with, but he just bought a Firmino shirt. I really feel for you there. I mean, I feel for all of us having to listen to this news and having to listen to me talk about Bobby Firmino leaving, but just bought a Firmino shirt. That's gutting. You want to bring up this comment from Jay Wilkes as well. His top player since he's been with us. Brilliant service to the club, and I wish him all the very best. Yeah, I echo that sentiment as well. You think, in terms of his service to the club, that's never been in doubt, really, has it? He's always given absolutely everything. We've already spoken about how unselfish he's been, how important he's been to everything that we've done. And he's always conducted himself brilliantly. I think it's fair to say, sort of in and around matches and what have you. So, yeah, he might never always been on top form, but he's always given absolutely everything. There's no two ways about that. And I'm just fascinated by what he's going to do next. I really am. I just don't see a future for him, like going back to Brazil just yet or Saudi. Those Saudi Arabia reports baffled me at the time. And that may well be where he ends up, don't get me wrong, but he's got so much more to offer at the very highest level right now. And I'm fully aware Cristiano Ronaldo's currently playing in Saudi Arabia, but I mean, he's 6 years older than Bobby. Like, Bobby's been boss this season as well. Absolutely boss. Yeah, a couple more comments before I do wrap up. Yeah, interesting one. Sort of the opportunity it gives other people. Jacob Buckland says it's officially Darwin's number 9 shirt to earn and wear right now. Interesting one because we've seen obviously Darwin kind of play predominantly, I think it's fair to say, recently especially in that left-hand side role. Now, Luis Diaz's return may well change that. But yeah, Darwin, does he go and grab that number 9 or is it Cody Gakpo's to go and take? That's the interesting one out of all this. Yeah, just to say as well, Bobby Firmino has got 7 goals this season and 3 assists. That's Premier League alone. He's got 9 and 4 in all comps forward. So he remains a key part of what we're doing. And listen, if we're going to get top 4 this season, Bobby Firmino is a very good chance we'll have a big hand in it. And wouldn't it be fitting if he was to get, I mean, a winning goal on Sunday against Manchester United would do. But wouldn't it be fitting if he was to get a big, key, important goal between now and the end of the season to secure top 4 for us? And wouldn't it be even better if he got the 4th goal in the Bernabeu in a couple of weeks to make it 4-0 Liverpool? Might be dreaming on that one, but you never, ever know, I guess. Yeah, just to make sure I haven't missed any comments that are really important to us because kind of obviously flying off the cuff here, this news broke, and I mean, this news broke out of nowhere. It really did. I've already said it earlier on, but if you're just joining us, Firmino looks like he's leaving Liverpool. It's his decision. He's told Jurgen Klopp that is what he will be doing. Doesn't say where he's going yet. Nobody knows. Florian Plettenberg's report on Twitter, he's already said the next club has not yet decided. But before this today, I always felt he was going to stay. I really did. I really, really did. Maybe that was wishful thinking on my behalf. Yeah, I'll start wrapping up then, in that case. I don't think I've got anything else left to say on the matter, to be honest with you. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to really miss him. I really am. What a player. What a lad he's been for Liverpool Football Club. He's been so, so boss for us. What I will say is, actually, I think I've just seen somebody else allude to it just there, is another player, another key player sort of after Gini Wijnaldum. I'm not going to bring Naby Keita and Oxlade Chamberlain, who could also follow suit into this equation, but another key player who is going to leave Liverpool Football Club for free, by the looks of it as well, at the end of their contract. Now, if we're okay with that and we can sort of swallow that financially, fine. But if it means we have to cut our cloth time and time again in the transfer market, maybe, just maybe, we need to start looking at getting some money for these players before they end up walking away for free. Because Roberto Firmino, what is he, probably a 20, 30 million pound asset still, we'd have to say, at his age, at his ability. It was the same with Gini Wijnaldum, and they both walked away for free. And we're not exactly pulling up trees in the transfer market. Yeah, not ideal. Just one more comment before I go, then I will wrap up very imminently. I know I've said that a few times. Dean O'Brien says he hopes he doesn't go to a Premier League club. Yeah, yeah, so do I. It would be horrible, horrible to play against Roberto Firmino. It's horrible enough to play against a lot of ex-Liverpool players, but somebody like Bobby would be gutting. And James says, we better make the most of the Bobby song. Yeah. Yeah, we better. With pride and with our lungs and with our chest from now until the end of the season, starting at Anfield on Sunday against Manchester United, of course. Yeah, that'll be all. I hope I've covered everything. Like I say, it was very surprising news to all of us. But yeah, thanks for interacting. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening to me rabble on about Roberto Firmino's career and the fact he's going to leave Liverpool Football Club in the summer, according to Florian Plettenberg. We wait for more news. Hopefully I get to speak to that man himself very soon as well to bring you a little bit more on it. But yeah, Bobby Firmino, best in the world. It has been an absolute pleasure to watch you play football for Liverpool Football Club. Hopefully we get to do it many more times between now and the end of the season. And yeah, that'll be all. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon. Goodbye.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.